Jefferson County School Superintendent Al Cooksey has lost his re-election bid less than a month after the district was put under state financial control. Wednesday, Cooksey went before the State Board of Education to offer a new plan for his two small schools and acknowledged defeat.
But I would like to say to the State Board, the timing of the last meeting and 4 months of working on this plan has cost me my superintendent's race, so I won't be back. So thank y'all for what y'all do for Jefferson.
Cooksey finds himself in a similar situation to his predecessor, Bill Brumfield, whom Cooksey defeated under similar circumstances. Jefferson's problems are not new. The district has struggled academically for more than a decade, cycling through teachers, principals, and superintendents. That's led to an exodus of students, families, and even businesses, something local businesswoman Marianne Arbelew points out.
When we talk about our children, we're not just talking about 700 students. We're talking about a community, economic prosperity, jobs. So it's much greater than how do we educate 700 children.
Arbelew defeated Cooksey in the Republican primary, and she will face Democrat Kelvin Norton in the general election. Norton is the assistant principal of Leon's Godby High School. Wednesday, the Florida Board of Education rejected Jefferson's elementary school improvement plan.
I don't believe that the school is likely to improve to a C within a year, which would be the requirement of the district managed turnaround. Based on the history of the school, the history has not earned an A or a B in many years. It's been 7 years since it earned a C, and some of the changes that have occurred really are making it even more unlikely for the grade to improve.
That's State Education Commissioner Pam Stewart. Jefferson's middle high school principal moved, and Elijah Key, the elementary school principal, now oversees both schools. And if he wins his bid for Gadsden County School Superintendent in November, he could be leaving too. There are only 700 kids left in the district, but there appear to be few legal options available to the state to address the problems. And that's frustrating to board member Gary Chartrand.
This does not need to be a district.
Oh, and I,
we ought to figure out practically within the law how this can become absorbed by a neighboring district, because they don't have scale, and the duplication and the cost and the money that's going into staff and all the other ancillary services is not going into students.
The Florida Board of Education has asked its general counsel to come back next month with a list of legal options to address Jefferson that may have to include a change in state laws or even voter referendums. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.